KBA in 0TR.
0TR, KB4 CBA. You interrupt if my Beatles medley that I was listening to.
Jim Longhairs, are you? Yeah, they got some pretty good music. Well, that was a nurse scheduling Bernice's surgery, so the time, we knew when it was going to be, so I had to run right back in the house. I was just headed to Salvation Army with some bags of stuff to the bank.
Still want to see the video of you running in the house.
But Bernice would be running marathons in no time. I hope she's right.
I hope she is, too. Oh, man. Well, I'm on my way to the doctor and see what he has to say about my situation here. I am afraid I might have a double hernia, but we'll see. Oh, boy. So, it's real exciting.
Wish you luck on that. I don't know what a double is, but I had 7 in my life, if you can believe that. And the last one's when I fell in front of the hospital I was working at, in front of the emergency room, on black ice. And therefore, I got to get out in this traffic if I can. Yep, I made it without getting hit. I know what it is. Last time, they fixed 6 of them at one time. But there was 4 of them down on a previous scar, and they were just little things. The other 2 were in the normal place. Well, explain to this old man from Kansas, what's a double?
I'm sorry, you were... I was down in noisy area. What was your question there at the end of your last transmission?
Yeah, my last 6 hernias were done with a laparoscope. And as you get older, I can still feel it if I lift very much. But anyways, they're fixed. So far as I know, Dave, I just wondered what a double hernia was. Mine were all single ones.
I don't know. I just know I'm in a lot of pain, and I just feel like that's probably what it is. But it may be something else, you know. And it's probably my body rebelling because I haven't. It's been 3 weeks now. I haven't played tennis.
But I know you love that. And Dave. I can only tell you this. You need to get that seriously looked at quickly. If it strangulates and bursts, you'll get peritonitis or gangrene. And then they leave you cut open for probably a month and stuff, about 60 foot of gauze in you each day trying to get out the infection. So even though it's outpatient surgery, it's still surgery.
Yeah, if they can do it, like, arthroscopically, that would be fine with me. Wouldn't hurt my feelings one bit. what else have you been up to or into today?
You let us know. You got my phone number. If you need some help or transportation or anything, you can just call us up. And Bernice is going to be down for a little bit with this hip. And my friend John up north, up towards Raleigh, I don't know, we got the best one probably in the United States, you're pretty close to it, right here with Dr. Shirley, so we're pretty confident about that and thankful we got such a good hospital system. Oh, I ran, got eggs this morning. I got 10 eggs. So my neighbor's chickens just quit laying. You know, they went molting for 4 months. But ours have been doing pretty good. I got 8 yesterday. Other than that, cleaning up the mess last night from trying to make French cookies. And I've never had trouble like that before. So Bruce thinks there's a little bit of not enough flour in the dough. And she went online and found a recipe from Southeast Kansas. So you know it's got to be good if it's from Kansas, right? This is Enzer OTR.
No, I mean, you know, I mean, that's where you're from, so. But anyway, I figured you were out driving around like all these other crazy people out here and just acting a fool, but, anyway. I was on that. Night, the night before last, check into the sideband. I think that's when it was. Anyway, sideband net there on 80 meters, and on voice and phone, I believe we call it. And I couldn't.
Signals, and you might have been in a bad spot saying what was the problem with the sideband net, but don't be pulling on things and don't be lifting heavy things. I mean, like 10 pounds. Do you get that checked?
Where I'm headed, if I can get there, there's so many people, you know, wanting to get there. Evidently, they're going to the same place I am, because we're getting nowhere fast. I'm sitting on the bridge over 385, and I'm going to turn left and get on 385 southbound and go one exit and get off at Rubber Mountain, and my doctor's office is right down the hill, so... Anyway.
Dave, W4DJW this morning, and he said he finally had to get a family doctor, and he hadn't had one since he was 6 years old. Boy, he's been blessed, I'll tell you. And I told him, like I'll tell you, think of it as preventative maintenance. But I know you go and get checked. I don't mind going over 6 months. It don't kill you, and it might, you know, might save your life. But, little things can really turn on you. So can gallbladders. If it's right below your right rib cage, that's a gallbladder. It lays right below the liver. But the hernias, they're usually unequal down in the groin area. But they can really turn bad. I had friends that I worked with for years, and they'd have a hernia, and they'd just take their finger and push it back in, and that's your intestines that you're pushing back in, and then go on working. Heck, Dave, I went back to work in 2 weeks after having that surgery, and I couldn't lift for 6 weeks, you know, anything over 10 pounds, I think it was. So It wasn't bad at all. As you, like I said, it's just outpatient with arthroscopes.
That's good news, because my tennis racket doesn't weigh near that much, so I should be able to lift it up, no problem.
There's no cure for stupidity. you don't want to be out there playing tennis. I'm not telling you that.
I can lift anything under 10 pounds, and my racket doesn't weigh, might weigh a pound. I doubt it does. Well, I honestly don't know, but yeah, I know. I probably won't feel like playing tennis. I mean, you know. So it's like that. I had some shoulder surgery back, I don't know, probably 10 years ago now, and it was all it was. They call it a carcinoid impingement, and it's just bone on bone, and. He said, we're just going to go in there arthroscopically and scrape away some of that bone. He said, now, you know, you can't hurt yourself, you know, after the surgery. You know, you can do whatever you feel like doing, but he said, you probably won't feel like doing much the first few days, and he was right.
I don't remember any problem at all with the hernia surgery, but, you got to take it easy there for a little while. You want to kick the staples out of your stomach or something, or the stitches, but it was a lot better than my gallbladder surgery went, but my daughter thought gallbladder surgery was real easy, but she was down in like 4 days, and that's not like her. She's tough as her mama is. And thankfully, Bernice's got a very high threshold of pain. I don't, and I don't serve any crackers with my wine. Anyway, Dave, good luck with that this afternoon. I'm pulling into the bank down here, and that's what I got to go talk to him about. Somebody bought my gap insurance company, and I want to make sure that payment goes to him. I don't want to lose that, so... Take care, my friend. I'll catch you later. I'm going to be out a little while. KB4CBA and 0TR73's day.
Well, if you got anything that's not nailed down, you better hang on to it, because it is windy out here. But anyway, have a good rest of the day. Enjoy the QSAM. And 0TR KB4CBA mobile.